signs for the recent protest in Charlottesville, Virginia, promised to unite the right. That expression was directed at white nationalist groups that oppose the removal of a statue from a public park in the city. The statue is of General Robert E. Lee, who led Confederate forces in battle during the Civil War. After 4 years of fighting, Union forces defeated the Confederates. The white nationalist groups have different plans and goals. Here is a look at some of the terms used to describe some of those present at the protest.
White supremacists believe the white race is better than other races. The Southern Poverty Law Center is a nonprofit civil rights group. It says white supremacy is a historically based system of abuse and oppression of continents, nations, and peoples of color by white people and nations of the European continent. The SPLC says the aim of the system is to protect and defend a system of wealth, power, and rights. Some white nationalists and white supremacists use the term alt-right to describe themselves. They want to restrict immigration, limit government powers, and enforce law and order. They believe Western culture is better than other cultures. Alt-right activists do not agree with the democratic ideal that all members of society should have equal rights. The Ku Klux Klan is one of the oldest hate groups in the United States. The group has a long history of violence. It began targeting black Americans, but it has also attacked Jews, immigrants, homosexuals, and, until recently, Catholics. In 1975, David Duke founded the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Duke said his goal was to make the KKK less violent. He and his supporters call themselves the Knights Party. They believe that non-whites should obey Christian teachings. They believe whites must not marry or live near non-whites. They also believe that in the years to come, they will be recognized by the American people as the white rights movement.
The neo-Nazis, or American Nazi Party, wants all Aryans in North America to unite. On its website, the party says there must be an all-white National Socialist America, an America in which our children and our grandchildren will play and go to school with other white children, an America in which they will date and marry other young people of our own race, an America in which all their offspring will be beautiful, healthy white babies. The party says the culture, society, businesses, and politics of the United States should be free of foreign and Jewish influence, an America in which white people are the sole masters of our own destiny. Neo-Confederates believe the American Civil War never ended. They consider themselves members of a new Confederate army. Their goal is to have a country made up only of the southern states. Members of the traditionalist Worker Party believe the U.S. is far too large, diverse, and infested with lobbyists and oligarchs for realistic solutions to come from a centralized, top-down approach to solving political problems. The group wants power taken from the corrupt and unaccountable federal government. It says power should be given to community and regional leaders who stand for traditional values, strong families, and revived cultures.
At least two opposing groups publicly opposed the protest last Saturday. The Black Lives Matter group says on its website that it is working for the validity of black life. The group was founded in 2012 after the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, an African-American teenager. BLM says it supports black queer and trans folks, disabled folks, black undocumented folks, folks with records, women, and all black lives along the gender spectrum.
Antifa is short for the term anti-fascist. Mark Bray wrote a book called Antifa, the Anti-Fascist Handbook. He says the Antifa movement came out of resistance to Italian leader Benito Mussolini and German leader Adolf Hitler in the 1920s and 1930s. The movement opposes the alt-right and the rule of U.S. President Donald Trump. These groups are not organized and not considered widespread throughout the country. They strongly oppose discrimination against homosexuality, racism, sexism, and sometimes capitalism.